You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Wednesday, May 13, 2026. Strange days indeed. In a year of change, market fundamentals are key to understanding what comes next. Published by Jason Lindquist. It's been quite a year already, and we're only 4.5 months in. We began 2026 with energy markets looking very well supplied, with commodity prices generally expected to soften in the short term. But things quickly changed, first as a result of U.S. intervention in Venezuela, then much more dramatically with the Iran war and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Prices have surged for crude oil, natural gas, NGLs, refined products and petrochemicals, along with the multitude of consumer products that utilize those feedstocks. Fortunes have been made, and lost, as a result. To survive such swings, you need a deep understanding of the fundamental forces impacting markets so that you can anticipate, identify, and act on their secondary and tertiary effects. That's the subject of today's RBN blog and the focus of our upcoming School of Energy Foundations, set for September 9th to 10th in Houston. Fair warning, today's blog serves as an unabashed advertorial for the conference. The swings in the global energy market have been significant so far in 2026, with the U.S. playing a pivotal role. There is no shortage of information and analysis out there, some of it seemingly contradictory. So, how do you know what data is important, which indicators to watch, and how to apply it all? Learning how to identify and analyze that information is what School of Energy is all about. To see how those pieces can come together, let's look at some recent examples. If you want to understand the energy market's volatility this year, there's no better place to start than crude oil. By some estimates, up to 1 billion barrels of supply have been shut in due to the Middle East conflict, and U.S. crude exports have surged to unprecedented levels. Is the sharp rise in exports likely to be around for the long term, or is it a short-term phenomenon? It's a complicated question, but to know the answer, you first need to know the fundamentals of U.S. crude oil supply and demand. The supply of U.S. crude has been a growing focus of industry insiders and politicians alike as benchmark prices have risen in the near term but remain lower in future months, a phenomenon called backwardation. To forecast how producers might respond in that scenario, or the opposite, Contango, School of Energy will take students through the economics of production, how crude oil drilling impacts other commodities, and even equip you with an Excel-based production model along with instructions on how to use it. We'll have two experts in the field at the conference. Brandon Myers, head of research at Novi Labs, will give us their latest evaluation of major U.S. supply basins, and Taylor Noland, senior crude markets consultant for RBN, will discuss the prolific Permian Basin, from history and the major producing corridors to current-day pipeline flows and output. The demand side of the U.S. crude balance comprises two parts, refinery runs and crude exports. Robert Hours, manager of refined fuels at RBN's Refined Fuels Analytics, RFA, practice, will lead the discussion around the U.S. refining sector, covering everything from the basics to more detailed analysis using crack spreads and refinery yields. As shown in Figure 1 of the blog, the 3-2-1 crack spread, a widely used benchmark for estimating oil refinery profitability, has moved above $50 per barrel at points this year, well above the prior 3 years. For crude exports, RBN Executive Chairman Rusty Brazil will explain the factors that drive the U.S. market, including the top destinations for U.S. crude. In refined products, the U.S. is seeing softening domestic demand growth for traditional fuels as efficiency improves and biofuels gain ground, but pockets of the country, particularly along the east and west coasts, remain highly dependent on imported gasoline and jet fuel, a potential pain point given the Iran-related market disruptions. Those market dislocations have led to refined fuels prices increasing at a rate even faster than crude oil, widening some refiner margins. Phillips 66 chief economist and VP of investor relations Sean Marr will join us on day two to discuss global trends in energy and refining and their profound impact. The story for natural gas and NGLs is far different from crude and refined products. Where domestic crude supplies have trended sideways recently, volumes for gas and NGLs continue to climb, testing the limits of export capacity. That means infrastructure growth, processing plants, pipelines, storage and export docks. The global natural gas and LNG market has been among the most disrupted by the war. After Iranian retaliation effectively blocked the Strait of Hormuz, stranding large volumes of LNG, Qatar declared force majeure, effectively reducing global LNG supply by roughly 20%. Later in March, Iran struck Qatar's Ras Laffan complex, taking offline about 12.8 million tons per annum, about 1.7 BCF per day, of capacity, roughly 17% of Qatar's total. Natural gas prices took off in Europe and Asia, but the US gas and LNG story looks a lot calmer, with the Henry Hub spot price seemingly indifferent to movement in the global benchmarks, Europe's Tidal Transfer Facility, TTF, and Asia's Japan-Korea Marker, JKM. What explains the apparent disconnect and what are the likely outcomes? On day two of the conference, RBN's LNG guru Lindsay Schneider will review the dynamics driving the US gas market, with a focus on the Permian, the Haynesville, and Appalachia, then provide a comprehensive overview of the LNG market, including existing and planned export terminals, feed gas volumes, and pipeline projects. Beyond LNG, the other, albeit smaller, factor affecting gas markets is the anticipated growth in US power demand, spurred in large part by AI-focused data centers. To help sort through all the ins and outs of domestic demand, we'll also discuss how the gas and power markets are adapting to deal with the huge influx of new interconnection requests. On the NGL side of things, production has continued to grow while domestic demand remains relatively flat. The only solution for the market to balance is exports. However, those have been constrained by capacity at the dock. This combination of factors has left inventories, particularly for propane, extremely high. At School of Energy, we'll take you through supply dynamics, how to assess the frac spread between natural gas feedstocks and a basket of Y-grade NGLs, downstream demand drivers, including a model for understanding petrochemical feedstocks, and finally, RBN's assessment of future NGL export and pricing trends. And there's more. Beyond what we could squeeze into this short blog, there are additional modules and models we'll cover so you can stay informed about what signals mean even before the rest of the market has caught on. If you're going to make sense of it all, you need to understand the full value chain, from upstream to downstream, and be able to identify and analyze the right information, as in the examples above. That's what School of Energy Foundations is all about. It's a lot of content and it will provide a lot of value. You'll gain the knowledge and connections to not only survive the next wave of energy development but also identify and capitalize on opportunities. The conference will be held September 9th to 10th at the Thompson Hotel in Houston. Over the two-day, in-person conference, we won't just tell you what's happening, we'll explain why markets behave the way they do and equip you with the tools, including a suite of hands-on Microsoft Excel models, to track key trends yourself. If you're not familiar with the School of Energy, the conference is structured more like a classroom experience, assessing current developments through the lens of hands-on, practical instruction and training. This approach sets you up to monitor these markets, identify opportunities and understand the potential impacts of taking action. The course is immersive, diving into the same themes we write about each day in our blogs: production, crude oil, natural gas, NGLs, refined products and renewable fuels. We will also provide RBN's view of today's energy market landscape, what could be coming next and how those shifts may cascade through the other commodities. But while the coursework is intense, the venue and experience will be first class, far beyond the typical college experience. And the whole point of the conference is connecting the dots, both conceptually and by networking, over drinks, of course, with other high-profile industry participants. As with our previous conferences, we'll have the whole RBN crew at this year's School of Energy, with several instructors participating in the coursework, including industry veterans and top-notch analysts. Get ready to immerse yourself in the interconnected world of energy and find out which trends major market players are pumped up about, keeping close tabs on, or finding downright nerve-wracking. For more information about the conference or to register, click here. You can save $500 if you register with the early bird rate, available through August 12. For group rates, contact agams@rbnenergy.com. Space is limited, so save your spot today. Nobody Told Me was written by John Lennon and appears as the fifth song on side one of John Lennon and Yoko Ono's sixth and final studio collaboration album, Milk and Honey. Lennon originally wrote the song for Ringo Starr, but after Lennon's murder in December 1980, it was held for inclusion on the posthumous Milk and Honey LP. The uptempo song describes a world full of contradictions. With its refrain of "Nobody told me there would be days like these, strange days indeed," Lennon contemplates that life is always going to contain mysteries. Released as a single in January 1984, it went to number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. Personnel on the record were John Lennon, vocals, rhythm guitar, Earl Slick, Hugh McCracken, lead guitar, Tony Levin bass, George Small, keyboards, Andy Newmark, drums, and Arthur Jenkins, percussion. Milk and Honey was recorded between October and December 1980, with additional recording taking place between 1982 and 1983. It was the follow-up album to Lennon and Ono's Double Fantasy LP. After Lennon's murder, It took Ono 3 years to complete the album. Most of the Ono material on the album was new recordings made after Lennon's death. The album has John Lennon and Yoko Ono listed as producers, even though Jack Douglas produced all the Lennon recordings. Douglas sued Ono and received an undetermined share of the revenues from the album. Released in January 1984, the album went to number 11 on the Billboard 200 albums chart and has been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America. Three singles were released from the LP. John Lennon was an English singer, songwriter and musician from Liverpool. He is known as a founder and member of the Beatles, a band that changed the course of popular music and culture worldwide. As a solo artist, he released 11 studio albums, 3 live albums, 15 compilation albums and 23 singles. He has an MBE and is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, as a solo artist and as a member of the Beatles. He is a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame and has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Lennon was murdered outside his apartment in New York City in December 1980 at 40. Yoko Ono is a Japanese artist, musician and filmmaker. She married John Lennon in March 1969. As a solo artist, she has released 14 studio albums and 40 singles. She is the author of 14 books and has directed or appeared in 22 films. At 93, Ono and her son, Sean Ono Lennon, are the executors of John Lennon's estate.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.